Blog Talk Radio.
Paparazzi, flashing lights, risky, all on rolling dice. Double up and let it ride. Hey, you can bet on me, baby, one more time.
You hear me rolling, dripping like paint inside a fancy car, and all of your homies, and like they ain't ever. Girls, we've been with the top down. I just pull up and I hit them with a flex. Catch me out here sprinting, running through a check. And you know that no one does it quite like me. I whip it like it's off the store. Go to life, different when I
type of moral
But my whole thing is, in this world where Facebook CEOs is accepting rubles to feed us propaganda,
right.
You know what I mean? To make us think in our own country we can't vote, we can't do shit.
Right.
I feel like take any advantage that's allotted to you, and that if you find out that, yeah, it's some bullshit behind it, fall back off. Okay, is if somebody is willing to look out without no strings attached, let them look out. But if the strings is attached, you making no choice to fuck with that person's mind. You know what I mean?
Look,
you're making that choice.
Yeah. Oh my
God. No. Ain't
that
wrong?
I'm an old side. I'm an old hoe. I'm not a side no more.
Listen.
You got to take any advantage.
It ain't shit out here. If it's something to you, you gotta grab it.
I'm gonna fuck one
main
girl. What you mean?
I had enough fun. I don't need a bunch of bitches anymore.
Now you feel that vibe. Yo, y'all gotta get on my line. Y'all two gotta get on my line. Someone use a condom, though.
Yeah,
nobody
wants
a condom
nasty.
All the time on their girl.
Like, and they smell.
Kind of
you supposed to use
your
a condom.
Pussy like rainbows. Like, no.
But no, I mean, if it's your girl.
All right, so if you're not fucking a million bitches, what you gotta use a condom for?
Yeah.
That makes sense. If you going to the clinic and getting your stuff checked, what you gotta use a condom for?
Me and my girl, our first date, we can go to the joint and get our shit right.
I'm up
and make sure, let us know we both
cool. I'm
going to
smell
man.
Like a bite in
her teeth. She's going
in going fast?
Correct.
Yeah,
first day, the clinic date. I don't know
shit.
Like,
your motherfucker put smell like a whole
bite.
You trying to go to the clinic, shorty, cutting up.
I don't know
what
Whoa!
More than nothing, we got that's why she get girls. Yeah, she drugs. Drink that Barefoot Bubbly. Shout out to my PO if you're watching. I'm drinking Barefoot
Bubbly. I don't smoke enough. Really, MD and the Elliot, they having pages and shit.
It's big. It's 2 weeks to get results, but who said neither one of y'all ain't gonna fuck before then? What you mean? You could just be with Shorty. You could just go ahead and be with Shorty.
And he rocking out.
Yeah, right. If you with a girl, and she on the vibe, damn, look, we gonna get checked. All right, if you real hard, we gonna get checked. You understand what I'm saying? Because the girl that I want, we gonna be locked in. It ain't none of that. We back and forth. We gonna be locked the fuck in.
And the clinic date ain't cost nothing, so I can pay for expedient results.
Bro, lumbar is free.
Like, we want to get expedient results. How are we cash results?
Hey,
you tripping? Bitches don't want to go to the clinic.
Yeah.
That's what they don't want. They don't want to go.
I like.
They try to come with all these excuses.
Nigga like me, I like eating pussy and all that. On your toes, your ass, and
I can't
all
eat
that.
Your it's pussy. Like, we can't be together.
Yeah, right. So
if you don't make me suck your toes,
I don't think it's right. It ain't right. Hey, man. I won't even have sex with a girl if she had a fucking yeast infection. It's over. They call me on that 7th day.
Thursday.
You tripping.
We doing our own. The guys out there, they ready to set up one for Terrence. Easy. Chuki, I'm going to go back and talk shit.
I ain't getting to see the video yet. Heard of it.
Yo, somebody get Aaron. Somebody go get Aaron.
How would you know what?
That was his music.
How would you know what?
We back live. Philly Shine Radio. I know I got real hype, y'all. But I like that energy. And the one thing about that is, that's what I like about people. own opinion. What I need more of is love. You know what I mean? Yeah, I know. I might not have taken as much aggression if Vodka was somebody I just met and I didn't know who he was. You know what I mean? Talking over everybody and stuff like that. Yeah. I might not have. But at the end of the day, when you are around people that you love, anything goes. And I feel like sometimes you got to give people a chance to qualify them. You know what I mean? I think a lot of peace would be in the world if you, like, you qualify the fact that I know that this person is around me. I trust them. They can do whatever the fuck they want. You know what I'm saying? And all over everything. Everybody
no,
tells
we
want to
know, though, like, Shorty talking about, Shorty, like, said it like it's a joke, talking about bitches be cream. Y'all be thinking they cream and they be yeast infection. Like,
they be yeast infection.
You know you got a yeast infection. Why would you do that to somebody? Like,
listen, that shit is nasty. I was watching Pornhub, right?
Hey, listen. I went to have sex with this chick before, and she kept it real. She was like, "Listen, man, we ain't fucking men, cause like, get digging this, and it's gonna have an odor." Like, I mean, I use my mouth. Said, "Damn, that's some thorough shit. That's some real shit." Like, she kept it a bean though.
And you
some shit though. She kept it a bean, and I respect
that.
Did you
put a condom on when you let her give you head though?
For what? No.
She got yeast infection in her mouth.
Pointless. The fuck?
And she kept her jeans on. I ain't smell nothing.
I'm not putting no. I ain't smell nothing, though. She had her pants off, and I ain't smell shit. And she's super duper bad.
But a yeast infection means your pH is already messed up. That means your pH balance is messed up in
your
whole body.
I thought that means your draw
is too tight. It's not just.
You know, you're trying to make it
one
thing.
When a woman has a yeast infection, her pH balance is messed up. That's her whole entire body. You know what I mean? Not to say that she gave you her yeast infection, but she gave you some germs that you could have passed on to somebody else.
You can give yeast infection?
We ain't having sex.
That's a transmitted germ?
No. Listen.
You can transmit yeast infections?
I've heard of men having yeast
infections. I never heard this before.
We got the Google.
You can't transmit. Yeah, she's trying to Google shit. She just tried to throw
something
out
there.
What? No, that's not going over my head.
What? Google what?
I don't know.
Google what?
She tried to say that you could transmit.
Man, had no fucking yeast infection.
Yeah, she, come on, man. Yo,
she needs
some
fucking help. A man can't have a yeast infection.
How?
I don't even know why you Googling it.
I'm Googling. Get a yeast infection on my ball.
I never heard of a man saying, hey, bro, Shorty burnt me. I got a yeast infection in my life.
Like, what the fuck? Ew, look. Like, I don't even know. Like,
that would be nasty. Ew. All right.
Am I 25 years old?
Let's talk about your homie. Let's talk about was in the building. You know what I mean? Matter of fact, while I'm Googling, won't you come over here and use
Google.
My mic?
You
know
what
I
mean? My guy. Gungeon, you know what I mean?
Y'all got
know.
That rap shit pop. What's up with that challenge? You started that challenge. What was the I put in that challenge? That music shit. Fucking with the rap. What made you want
to
bring the rap back?
Let's talk about it. What's your name again?
Gungeon.
Come over here.
He think he cute because he likes him.
He
like
is cute.
He not cute. Don't fight me. No, he not. That's my man.
Let me get a closer look. He is cute. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio.
He's not trying to be used, honest. Like, he ain't with that shit.
Look. She said, listen,
well,
real
quick. I don't need to know I got the bag.
Go ahead, don't even worry
here,
about it.
You can use it.
No, she said, if you fuck a girl with a yeast infection, you can give another girl BV.
Bacterial vaginosis, yeah, you can.
Right.
I
can concur with that.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Big word.
I'm still Googling it, though.
Hey, so what was your idea? What made y'all start fucking with the
go
music
ahead,
and the rap shit?
Talk about that. You interview him, I'm Googling.
No, I seen him coming out of the gate. Yeah, let's see what you doing down here. I finished rapping that Woody. Yeah. I seen him doing a freestyle with a training. So I said, damn, bro, you don't see me come.
You asked me how much you wanted.
And
I was like,
I'm
going to go in. Men
can get a yeast infection by having
undetected sex. He said, I can broke that deal with you.
Google line.
Broke that deal for
Google
you.
Google line.
Candidial. I don't know how to spell it.
You don't even know what it means.
Don't
you can't pronounce it. Look.
Candidial.
What? That ain't a word. That's not a word.
I don't know how to pronounce it. C-A-N-D-I-D-A-L.
Real, don't listen vaginitis. To this idiot.
It usually appears as small white spots, redness, or dry peeling rash on a penis. Ill, accompanied by.
Damn, I think I got a yeast infection, though, bro.
That's some other shit right there. I ain't never.
Poor thing.
Judge,
need to go to the hospital.
Yeah, bitch, give me a yeast infection. I'm. Oh, real shit. That shit sound like that shit hurt.
Let's get into the rap situation real quick. I want to clarify.
Welcome to Philly Shine Radio.
What's going on? But no, this is how we met, though. Like,
I think
Gungeon video on
Hollow Man page.
On Hollow Man page. And
shout out to Hollow Man.
Shout out to Hollow Man. Still talking heavy.
I was rapping on a tombstone or whatever the case may be, and cuz ended up reposting my situation.
Yeah, I seen that. I said, damn. I said, oh, this nigga got bars. You know what I mean? It was the visual shit, because like, I like rap. I don't listen to these G Herbos. And I ain't not saying nothing wrong with none of them. I just don't listen to them. Yeah.
Was
just, you know what I mean?
Was from the challenge, one of the challenges?
No. Oh, this is prior to the challenge. This is a regular visual because I'm hot. You know what I'm saying? So he reposted it. It was just a connection after that.
Right. You know what I mean? I don't know if he reached out or I reached out, but however, I said, damn, bro, you know, we can get together and do some shit. And we just started chilling with each other. It wasn't even an invite. Matter of fact, I told you, he pulled up at my folks' crazy cafe down north.
Yeah.
For something to eat. He like, I ain't got no bread on me right now. I'm like, bread?
Right.
He like, damn, you, bro, that shit ain't nothing. Like, he like, damn, and ever since then, we've been locked in.
Yo, that's what he was doing. Trying to find
you for this motherfucking meal. Come
on. He bought that meal, though. He said, cuz, gonna eat on
me. He ain't putting no paperwork out, did he?
No, he ain't putting
no paperwork out. All right.
Hey, listen, but
shout out to AJ Dallas and Dragon. You know what I mean? I understand Dungeons and Dragons and shit.
You go back to your childhood for a minute. You know,
I'm not lit. Your name rhymes with Dungeons.
That was a joke, y'all.
No, it was a joke.
The tone of your voice was like it was true. You had that on repeat, the truth tone.
That was just a joke too, y'all. We're gonna clarify that. No homo shit jumping off.
Yeah, ain't no gay shit. Yeah, me and
I smoke any one of you niggas that think anything different.
But AJ, what made you start the challenge shit though? I wanted to get in that. What made you start?
What made me want to start the challenge was. It was a lot of beef shit going on.
Tell us about the challenge. What was the challenge?
The challenge was the Real Greg G challenge.
You started that?
I started that.
Okay.
I was with my man Kyle, you know. I said we about to go to the studio. I said call Greg. Call Greg up there, bro. What's up? We slid up on him. I said, he talked to me about the internet. I said, bro, I'm an internet genius, bro. I said, you wanna get popping? I got you. Start a challenge. He acted like he was. I'm like, listen, you know what I mean? All you gotta do is put a hashtag with it. Have everybody do what you do. Walk around, do the video, blase, blip. I'll start it off. His main thing was, he said, you ain't got no bars. What? Greg, I think you said 2004. I said, what you mean? He said, you ain't got no bars. I said, okay, cool. We going to the studio. I'm gonna show you. We still trying to talk him into it. He ain't wanna listen. I said, bro, check. We going to the studio. I said, throw in a beat. He said, listen, if you go off any beat, I'm going to fuck with you. He threw the beat on. It was a rap. The nigga said, yo, I'm ready. I did the intro for him, and then I went and did the challenge first.
So you started walked out
the studio, you know what I mean? I spit for him. He said, damn, bro, that's hot, you know what I mean? I posted, and I got a lot of love. That shit got like 30,000 views.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm like, damn. But I'm telling everybody, like, I'm not a rapper, you know what I mean? I just want to see the niggas that I deal with and that I mess with, you know what I mean?
Bring the bars back.
Bring the bars back. I just want to see everybody win.
Now that I know that, did Greg, you know, say that you helped them put that on?
No.
No, obviously he didn't, because we talked to him and he said he's the king. He never said somebody crowned me.
That was the issue. My whole issue was I feel as though.
That's the most fucked up thing in Philly.
Right.
Because the boy is out here. Now, I've never really came at nobody, for real, for real. But this nigga is out here really making it seem like this is all him, and it's
right. But
Agent never cared about that, though.
Yeah, but
I'm not saying that you cared about that.
I understand.
But what
that.
I'm
let me clarify.
Who don't really pay homage to people that put them on?
And right, my thing was, you know what I mean?
That's more disgusting than using people
like DJ Self and shit like that was, you know what I mean? reaching out to him. Shout out to him. Right. I see what you're doing with the city. Okay, damn. You know what I mean? You could have said that. No, this is me and my man AJ Jones.
Yeah.
But I didn't care because I'm popping myself. You know what I mean? I ain't give a fuck about that. DJ Self is who? You know what I mean? Yeah. I got Snoop Dogg. I'm DMing, texting rappers and all
AJ,
that. That shit ain't mean nothing.
You got me. Your shit, but I appreciate you putting that out there because even that's the same shit that the boy Shady, you know what I mean? What's his name? Shady, Trendsetter. It's like this. I feel like nobody that I've ever worked with could say, honest didn't keep her word. Honest didn't look out. Honest didn't put me on. You know what I mean?
No, but that's
honest didn't give me my credit.
Right.
And I feel like that's just the one thing that you have to do, give a person credit. Because the one thing is this. You gave him that jewel, and he took it and ran with it. So many people.
That was a process. They had to. He had to put work in. He had to put work in.
No, it's a jewel. I'm saying it's a jewel because it's a treasure. I'm just saying it's a treasure.
Right.
You gave him a treasure, and instead of him saying, "Oh, this one person gave me a treasure," maybe we could always get treasure. He ain't thinking it.
That's the morals, though. Like,
that's fucked up.
It's about more about who you is. My thing
was this. You don't want to keep getting treasure all
the
time.
End of the day.
That's like that. They just
right. At the end of the day, I named it the Real Greg G Challenge, not the Real Greg G, the AJ Challenge, because I said,
water
damn, you know,
filled.
He's
Liquor
the rapper.
Yeah.
I'm doing the light, you know what I mean? And do you. Everything was cool. I started reposting a couple people. And then I said, hold up, I'm a comedian. I'm not putting all these fucking rappers up. Facts, to date. And maybe more. Last time I checked, this was last week. The Greg G Challenge had 1,293 people that did the challenge. You know what I mean? That's heavy.
Yeah, that's heavy.
That's heavy. You know what I mean? But the reason why we started beefing was Bugsy also put out a challenge a couple days later.
Yeah.
I said, damn.
Like
yeah, like the next summer.
Yeah, it seemed like right
so
at
I
the
said,
same time.
Right. I said, damn, Bugs, you know, I'm going to go. I want to flame it. Bugs laughed it. Like, hey, you ain't no fucking rapper. I said, all right, bro, cool. I got you.
Yeah,
I jumped on there and I did my thing. I did my thing and it. You know what I mean? I posted it. I didn't post nobody else in Bugsy John. I posted my John. Who else? The other comedian, Humair. I posted his John.
Yeah.
Yeah, we doing funny shit. I posted that, but mine was really rapping, but it just had a funny concept with it. Later came out a whole phone conversation. I don't fuck with him. This, that, and the third. I don't want to do this blase blip. So I'm like, damn, you know, we ain't going to say no names, but somebody sent it through my DM. I said, damn, bro, like, at the end of the day, I try to look out for you. I'm not poor. He told me I left him. I said, I ain't leave you.
The shit blew up.
Right.
That's why I love AJ so much, man, because he's so humble, man.
Oh, who are you talking about, Greg?
No, nobody's talking about anybody. It's just how it went down. You know, the thing is this.
So
you know,
him?
No, it's no beef.
It's
no beef.
It's kind of there,
right?
Wait a minute.
So I said to him, I said, damn, bro, I ain't even talked to Bugsy. He did that himself. You think nobody else going to have a challenge? It's a million challenges before you.
Yeah.
It's going to be a million after.
And you didn't even know about the challenge until you put it on.
So, you know what I mean? We went through the whole thing, you know, on live with the guns and all that shit. I don't know where his was, but, you know, I had mine.
No, he's asking for it.
So, then I called him at the barbershop. We talked it out or whatever. You know what I mean? Talked it out. Everything's smooth. You know what I mean? We talked about the whole situation. Replayed it. He found out. I didn't say shit to Bugsy. He was salty.
Yeah.
He came to me as a man. He said, you know, hey, like, you know, damn, man, that was my fault, homie. I didn't know how to deal with it. It's a lot going on, blase blip. I said, yeah, because we got 15 plus in. Don't do me like that. You got something to say about me. Say it to me. Say it to me. Don't go behind. I shouldn't have no records because ain't no recording saying me saying shit about you. I'm going to come on your live. I'm going to come on your phone. I'm going to come where you at. I'm going to say, that's anybody. I ain't got no picks. I wasn't never raised. Sandy's son never raised a bitch. You know what I mean? And the whole thing is, I'm like, damn, this is my dog. So really, this shit hurt me because I had love for him. I told him, I said, bro, this shit hurt me. I said, I got love for you, but I don't like you.
Yeah, you let a little buzz get to your head.
So what I told him was, I said, listen, just give me a one on one. We can rumble. He ain't want to rumble. So I said, okay, cool.
Wow.
What we gonna do is we gonna take it to the ramp. I'm gonna go to what you doing. I'm gonna stoop to your level. And then that's when I started dropping. And when I hopped out the casket, that nigga knew it was real.
I
did too.
All right.
Yeah, that was
give
good.
Him credit. Give him his credit. About. Give him his credit.
I ain't, he ain't got to give me credit. I take my fucking
listen, right?
First of all, we're going to rewind this shit because Craig G's didn't even know the challenge dropped yet.
Yeah.
AJ dropped the video. Greg G's didn't know the video dropped. So I called Cuz. I say, damn, bro. I'm on that joint because Cuz was a comedian. I say the video, you know, the Craig G challenge on the joint drop.
Yeah.
He said, no, it was supposed to drop Friday. Hold on, let me call him. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, he a little, you know, he a little, you know what I'm saying, Gay Z sometimes. He get a little bit emotional. So I guess he, I guess.
I've never heard
oh,
that
I don't know
before.
About the picture. AJ got the pics on this bed.
Give me the pics.
It was real from back in the day.
But is it war, cuz? Did you bombing on cuz or what, bro?
It's not war. I mean, he just dropped his visual. You know what I mean? That shit was litty. I know who the response was for. That response wasn't for me. It definitely wasn't for me because it wasn't no line in there.
It seemed like since he started his beef with the motherfucker with the Kingmaker. His buzz died.
We getting ready to close the deal. We getting ready to close the deal. We've been ready to close the deal.
We're not putting anything down.
Not yes,
going
we are.
Got my chicken lifestyle in the
I'm
building.
Gonna give you a turn. Yeah, I was just getting ready to shout out. Yeah, I was getting ready to shout out my Sega. Then salute to everybody that's chilling. The Philly Shine Radio family is growing crazy. Starting this Thursday, we're going to be live streaming. You know what I'm saying? Four cameras. It's going to be two official, Uninspired Times, King Poe. Really, really
lit,
turning
lit,
up.
Lit.
Real lit, real lit, real lit. We're going to show love to that Q Bands interview. Shout out to El Plaga, Trenton, Jersey in the building.
Thanks.
Shout out to Aaron Thomas. We're going to show some love to him.
What?
We get ready to, we definitely get ready to show love because we got to switch over. Like, we gave AJ so much time, and I really want to invite you to come in.
That was a lot of time.
I'm going to stay late. I was just about to say thank you so much
right.
for your. Appreciate you coming through.
I'm supposed to be doing
I'm
the Boots
to
the Streets
you.
Right now. We, me and Young Bob bringing headshots back. We got the
Boots
to the Streets.
I like that.
Wherever y'all at, we're pulling up. We're pulling up on you.
Yo, you know what
they
I want to
also.
I'm going to the hood, too.
I also want to give credit to my boy and my girl, Hood Barbie, over there.
Yeah,
shout out to Hood Barbie. They about to be welcome to the Glockaware family, and they're going to do their own show.
Shout out to Famous Boy 1K, man.
And I had to say.
Let the record show with it. We're going to bully on everybody's
real.
Show.
Everybody. The energy is real.
He's coming right and every.
Okay,
and I will return the favor. I'm
off.
Coming
let
to
the
record show. Nobody can return the favor to me. You
let,
need favors, man.
Let the
you need your favors, man.
I can give you the favors. My
let the record show we all on the
ages.
Same team.
Get the fuck over here. Say
and
something.
Let the record show that nobody's letting me talk.
Give us a goodbye. Wait a minute.
And nobody don't gotta let him because he's gonna take his motherfucking
time.
I'm
gonna let him get his time because he only.
Let the record show nobody let me get my time
all,
ever.
Everything that I give comes with a happy ending. And with that being said, I'm gonna let Vodka give a
shout
little goodbye team, message.
Oh, since I'm saying goodbye,
everything
let the record
comes
show.
With a happy ending. You know how
let the record show.
Be like, happy ending. Glockaware. Happy ending.
Let the record show Glockaware.
This wine got me
we
on.
We're on our side, and we're going to take over the world right now. Let the record show that.
That's
the
world.
Big up to my guy. He always smiling. Y'all, nobody leaves unless we get a picture on the wall. Now, this is one thing that I need to teach you. This is a wall.
Let the record show I've never been taught. I always learn.
I'm gonna be like everybody else.
I always
learn.
I just fire cooler.
Yeah.
Shit.
I need
7500 for a picture. I'm acting Hollywood just like everybody else is popping in this city. I need 7500 for a picture.
Please God.
Don't turn
AJ,
to these niggas.
It's amazing. Let me say this. There's a difference between DJ Khaled and DJ Cosmic Kev.
Let the record show, we want to know what's the difference.
There's a big difference.
Let the record show, I do too.
That's two separate businesses. You know what I'm saying? That's two separate businesses.
One got the keys, right?
Now.
One got the keys.
Oh,
one got the keys. Let the record show that we better than all of them because we keep it real.
That's
keep
all
it real
I'm
and
saying.
Bring up the real.
You want to step up. And be on, you
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's sometimes take your name, being down on the contract, and say, all right, you get 10%, you get 60%, and
right.
we're going to get these jewels over and over again.
Facts.
But certain people just want the bag right away.
Let the record show that can't nobody in this squad beat us.
Listen, and we're going to get into this.
We ain't got enough time, y'all. I can't
spit,
so, you know, we about to be out, but I'm definitely going to come back, man.
You can spit. We gonna
move to the streets. He got the booth to the streets.
We're
going to
take some pictures, and we're going to get into this music. Because we got niggas in the building. Shout out to everybody chilling with us. Philly Shine Radio.
H Block Grease.
We got to turn it up.
Glock Aware, we on our side. Outside, we on. Salute to the G's. G, salute back. You.
The music on, boo.
Wine got me fried. I ain't gonna lie, y'all. I'm drink wine.
If I play three times in a row, it's gonna be over.
I'm buying all right. I'm buying all beer for a bottle for any girl I know. I'm buying cake.
$9 for the bottle.
I'm buying cake. $9. Every girl I know. Drink.
Pass out on AJ, let's take some pictures.
Thank you. yelling in his voice as he came. Give up my respect.
Mixtape release you got coming up before we show love to Montego Lifestyle.
Hey, I appreciate you having me on. Got my new album coming out this Friday called Don't Take It Personal. It's R&B record, real dope music. A lot of y'all that don't know me, straight from Philly, Mount Airy, for a long time. I'm about 4 years old. Got a long, extensive classical background. The R&B realm.
Yeah, I think I seen you do a little Christian music.
Yeah.
I be everywhere. I be at the strip club, the church, city hall, the daycare. I be everywhere.
And that's how I'm supposed to be reaching the mass. Definitely.
Yeah. So tell us, where is the release party Thursday?
Yeah. So it's going to be Uptop Studios at 8 o'clock, right in Uptown 6th Avenue.
Right.
Yeah. The man.
Frank's the man.
That's
the man. Shout out to Marseille.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That's my beau, Marcellus. If you get out.
Yep, you'll see her featured in my music video soon.
Okay,
so
she's beautiful.
She's
been working. I've been watching her work for a minute.
Yeah. I appreciate you coming through, you know
definitely.
What I'm saying? And definitely shout out your social media.
Yes,
give everybody your information like that.
Okay, yep. You can find me at Aaron Thomas 215, that's 2 A's. You can also visit my website, IamAaronThomas.com. You can pre-order my album right now. It comes out this Friday. And all that. I know that's cool, but that's some download. So we can make it happen, you know, get to know me on my social media.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, definitely.
Check
thanks
out
for coming
that R&B.
Through. We can ready to get into the sniper season, and then we got to show love to Montego Lifestyle. That's fly, you know what I mean? We were just checking out they go back in on a replay, you know what I'm saying? Everybody checking out Philly Shine Radio. Live at the G Shop Tuesday 6 to 8 p.m. and Thursday on Inspired Times King Poe.
Yes, we get
it's
it
always busy. Bring some niggas, all my fat girlfriends and cousins. And we gonna fucking really bomb it out with you, King Poe.
Long as they
I
bring
got
food.
Popping for you.
Long as they bring
of
food.
Of course it's gonna be food. I'm gonna bring food.
You talking about the fat ones? They
gonna
cook
some
shit.
Some
fried
chicken.
Yeah.
We gonna have everything.
Yeah.
And Amazon, Glamazon. We
gonna
That's
come
through.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, exactly. How to be a real king. You know what I mean? Philly Shine Radio, real official. Bill Vodka, 215, my Barbie. I love her already. I love her.
That's my dog. What happened to my fucking
shit out, these are them both that yellow. I take them.
Take a lifestyle in the building.
Yeah.
All right, fucking know what it is. Yeah, now we're East Block Reese. Eat my Tigger.
All right,
no. You already
know. There's
a lot going on.
Y'all
just came from out there. What's the
AC3
joint?
Atlanta.
Yeah, what was that like? AC3. Felicia Radio.
That's
it. You already know.
Appreciate y'all. Showing y'all around
Atlanta. Who was showing y'all around Atlanta? Loaded. You fucking with a lot of niggas, man.
Talk to the mic, eh?
We was fucking with Infamous Rel, you know, that's a producer from Philly. And he did Lights Out. Lose for Leaking Lights.
Follow y'all. First of all, y'all.
Give it up.
Let's
get it. E-Montega. Two E's, M-O-N-T-A-G-A. That's everything.
You know,
the grandma.
Like this H Block Grease.
Y'all could just type in
Montega.
Just type in the hashtag. We around.
I mean, listen, first of all, how y'all really for a while.
Yeah, you know me for a minute. Yeah, I'm on the ground. They just call me Young Name.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm from that DVD era. Yeah,
exactly.
Ain't no doubt.
Welcome to the new era, being able to be official with new.
You already know.
Tell us about the lifestyle.
Oh, man. We ripping and running, man. Like, we really, I mean, running around, man, getting it from the mud. Like, really running around, getting it from the
mud.
I know Reese. That's,
yeah.
I mean, it's little brother. Fuck like that's little bro.
Ain't no doubt.
I mean, so, I know he knew a lot of people. You know, made y'all two link up and say that y'all gonna link up and do this shit together.
You know, I'm into Reese from home, you know. You feel me?
Man,
was in the cell. You feel me?
I had him
in Onyx. Yeah, that was his little date, folks. And then you know, you fuck with niggas and the vibe be real. It was just organic. It wasn't nothing put together. It was just.
I seen y'all start moving. You mean pushing that shit like fuck with it? You mean
a lot
of shit, y'all
ain't
out?
No,
what's up? Y'all got the party coming.
Bookings.
I think what y'all got, Uncut?
Yeah, we got Uncut tomorrow.
Right. Tomorrow.
Yeah, no doubt. Uncut, come through.
Come through. What's up,
Sean?
We've been at Onyx with Paul.
He lets me drink.
I drink. I ain't drinking, man. I don't want it at all, man. Roll that shit up. Roll that shit up, my
dog. Ain't wrong with that. Certain people is going to drink the drink for you, so you don't even have to worry about none of that.
Ain't no doubt.
What's up with the music? You got the mixtape out?
I got a tape out right now. It's called 321. 321. 321. Yeah, ain't no
problem.
On my mixtape right now. Yeah. I know. I'm like 20,000 streams. You know what I'm saying?
The song you just played, that's from there.
That's on there. It's called The Same. That's on there. Say So. I dropped a crazy visual. See, from Lancaster. Nicholas Alessandro, he crazy with the videos. I dropped a crazy video with that John. That John was like 10 racks, you feel me? My tape was like 20 racks.
Was it right there?
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, I seen the making of it.
My mixtape's tuning in now.
I'm talking about the video.
The video out now. I seen the making of that John.
That John was
with
you.
Yeah, John was heavy. You know, I got Reese on his rap shit. You feel me?
Reese, me boy. What to say?
Yeah, let's get into that.
He got 1,000 songs, but he ain't pushing nothing.
No. All that shit is over. He with me.
I was about to say. One thing I know about here, crazy.
Appreciate that.
And then, like, what's going on today? Like, popping in the. Get your shit, you know what I mean, to stay consistent. I want to salute you for that.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
At the end of the day, people think that it's over. Oh, it's the entertainment business.
You got one chance to play.
My name's still Queen.
Keep making hits. Rick Ross, keep making hits. Like, if you gonna keep working, if you really about this life, and you like, I don't give a fuck, I beat up Rihanna.
Rolling Stones,
70 years old, still fucking rocking.
Crazy.
Stop.
I mean,
yeah,
you only could be 70 rocking
another. Trying
to make it,
yeah.
Oh, man.
You were.
I was doing the music. He was hot. I bet he was on the old head. I'm sorry that we didn't get a chance to really show you guys some love, but we played your music earlier.
Yeah, no doubt. I appreciate that.
You know,
appreciate that. All promos, good promo.
That
I appreciate that.
You know what I'm saying?
So I definitely appreciate that.
We showing y'all the love.
Let mine take a life a little bit and all that.
Right,
no doubt. See, that's
There you go.
I be running late, like.
We gotta get better with that, man.
We trying to leave this shit alone.
Keep the music. Level up, get to the next level.
Y'all
really get on some shit.
Exactly, y'all too thorough. I appreciate everything that you guys are saying because. Think that they could be their own boss, you know
what
I'm saying?
They
want to listen to everything else, but for real, you be true to yourself, and you'll be able to really entertain people and really show niggas something thorough, because niggas is exposed to so much water, they don't shit. You can't give up.
And you keep the ambition by not being worried about the city
showing
you the love.
I don't even care about that, bro.
I noticed y'all just grind.
They don't understand. It's hard to come out of Philly.
You heard me?
If you ain't got that out, Philly is never the fucking worst. It's the worst. Fuck you mean popping. But we're real. We're popping to other people.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
we're
real.
Niggas
from Philly.
That means stay in the house. You gotta deal with that ass nigga.
Right,
I got you. No, you gotta deal with the nut. Don't listen to her. If you don't deal with the nut ass niggas, you won't get nowhere. Gotta just deal with him. You know he's a nut. All right, I'm gonna deal with you accordingly.
He put that nut ass nigga in position.
Another
nut. Stay away from nut ass people. No.
Yes, it is. A nut with the nut in position.
There's no way in hell a
street level.
Running in
these suckers like to deal with other soft niggas. They like to deal with suckers. They don't want to deal with nobody that's breaking their fucking manhood.
That's
off the record,
night.
Off the record, y'all.
That's
off the record,
temporary shit. All you suckers is temporary. The real niggas that's getting shit popping.
Yeah, they gonna get the longevity.
They're substantial.
You know,
I stay in good company. You know what I mean? I feel like
question.
You guys are the company.
Appreciate
you. I'm always
sure,
around good
sure.
company. Qualified people to be around you. They say, oh, yeah, I'm in it with be on the nobody run you.
Motherfuckers be keeping
too
the motherfucking secret.
Too many people,
they
don't
know about me,
too many people don't think about their own choices, and they let other people lead them. Make your own choice.
Yeah, that's
I'm
going to
tell
you
this. Like, I don't care who I'm around. I can't deter how I am. I'm that nigga no matter who I'm around.
You make
your
choice. Ain't nobody got time for these nasty niggas that's
with.
Lost.
Ain't no question.
If it's somebody's lost and they trying to find shit, listen,
I just had
you ain't got to be responsible
about,
for nobody but yourself. In summation, moral of the story of everything that we did today.
If you see a nigga from Philly putting on, show him love.
Yeah,
motherfuckers be acting like they page is like super sacred. No.
Right.
But it ain't super sacred when you dick eating. You
right.
putting up Kim Kardashian at her. Right. She not coming over even
she
liking
already
that
made
shit.
It. She
ain't
already
gang gang. She ain't saying gang gang or nothing.
First of all,
you want to put up posters of imaginary couples and all that instead of showing your city some support.
Niggas,
help that nigga
get
friendly.
You know
it ain't
gonna
hurt.
Wait
you
a minute. Niggas,
yeah. Niggas is too, y'all listen, a fantasy nagging, not really getting your own happiness. Give it yourself, because when you home alone in a bed, you looking in the mirror, you the one that's unhappy. Don't be around none of them niggas.
Real
anybody
shit.
That's complaining yeah. about a problem, stay away from them. Call in and those are the niggas that you need to be around. Like, you know what I mean, Montega.
Yeah.
Stop.
You already know. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Niggas ain't asking for no handouts. Like,
just us, bro.
Niggas
just
ain't
us. We ain't machine rappers.
Yeah.
A lot of machine rappers. Hood,
so,
got the bag behind them,
yeah.
just
ain't
us.
Nobody
we
help
us. Run all day for this
ain't
shit.
Ain't nobody helping us.
I'm
saying,
I'm a self-investor.
I'm going to leave it to Montega Classic. Turn the cameras on Philly Shine Radio.
You already know. Philly Shine Radio.
What y'all want to say to Philly Shine Radio? Give out the shout-out.
Shout out to Philly Shine Radio. We around Montega Lifestyle. We carry this shit. Everything from the mud out the muscle.
Shout out
to y'all. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Mud. That's what we do.
I'm saying.
Yeah,
I'm cutting. I'm a whole different person. Everybody, let me come.
Make sure y'all come down.
When it's time to show all some shit.
Man, you know, like,
you already
I'm
know.
Bringing, I'm bringing my artist through.
And
I'm bringing Sean King through.
It's gonna be extra
bring
shit to drink,
yeah,
extra bottles.
Okay, have
I don't drink. Shout out my nigga Rob Shuley, put that together too.
Yeah. Shout
he
out
stayed
Rob
booking
Shuler for sure.
Shout out to Rob
Shuley.
Shout
out Rob. That's my youngin'.
That's my young boy.
That's my young boy.
He stayed booking. That's my guy. He always put me on paper. My man.
Rob Beneficial.
Pop was
Yes, my guy.
We used to be chilling in the motherfucking club when the band's playing.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
We in there with the night.
Don't do your real nigga. Your real nigga might don't got the bag, so you do him dirty for a nigga who got the bag. Who got the bag?